Does God work through children to help others? Do children have a vocation? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for February is How Can I Help? God's Calling for Kids. It's a great book for children ages 4 through 8 and only costs $7.99. How Can I Help? Is published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number, 1-800-325-3040. Or you can check out How Can I Help? God's Calling for Children at issuesetc.org. It is a Friday afternoon here on Issues Etc., February the 28th, as we come to you live. We like to play this little game on Friday afternoons as we come to the end of a broadcast week called Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It is pretty much what it sounds like. It's four sound bites. We play them for you. We've selected them from the last week's Issues Etc. audio. After we play them, you listen, and then all that you got to do is vote. You give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, or send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org. Please include your city and state. Send your vote via Twitter at IssuesETC, or you can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. And your vote decides which of the four sound bites will be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. And the best vote, the caller with the best vote, gets the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, mouse pad, and notepad. The LPR bundle package to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We got four sound bites to play, and all you got to do is listen and then give us a call. 1-877-623-MY-IE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Phone call voters get to vote first. First up this week, soundbite number one comes from someone we just heard from, Edie Wadsworth, contrasting the American dream with God's vocation.
We're sinful and greedy and rugged individualist Americans. We are keeping up with the Joneses. We want the next big thing. We want our kids to get the best jobs and go to the best schools. And we have this idea of what it's like to live out the American dream. And maybe that's not God's dream for humanity. And maybe the person who is serving in the humblest of ways is just as fitted for their vocation as the Ivy League surgeon taking out your pancreas. And it's so true that we in our society have placed these levels of vocation where this vocation is really important, but this one doesn't seem so important. And in the scriptural teaching of vocation just levels that, because Christ hides himself in our work, in our humble callings, whether we be, you know, the president of the United States or whether we're taking out the garbage at a stadium or whatever it is that he's given us to do. He hides himself there and uses that to serve our neighbor. And I do think it keeps us from becoming too worldly, because we see how he levels things in vocation and how he uses every job in order to provide us and our neighbors with daily bread.
That's soundbite number one, Edie Wadsworth on the American dream versus God's calling, God's vocation for you. Now, soundbite number two this week comes from a regular guest, Wesley Smith of the Discovery Institute. He talks a lot about human exceptionalism. Here he is answering the question, do humans have a unique responsibility for the environment?
This is the irony, isn't it? On one hand, they say, oh, human beings are not exceptional. It is hubristic to say that humans are exceptional. I remember giving a speech at Gonzaga Law School on the importance of human exceptionalism and the idea that humans have unique duties, but we also have unique value, that this exceptional nature of ours gives us the duty to treat animals humanely. This was in the context of animal rights, and, of course, to treat the environment responsibly. And the animal rights contingent, of course, came out to protest. And during the question and answer, they told me I was arrogant and hubristic. And so I said, fine, if being human isn't what gives me the duty to treat an animal properly, tell me what does. And it was like Jackie Gleason on The Honeymooners, hamina, hamina, hamina. They had no answer, because you're absolutely right. On one hand, they say we're not unique, we're not special. On the other hand, they say we have unique duties to self-sacrifice ourselves, sometimes to the extreme, in order to save the animals, because we have a higher duty. Well, if we have that higher duty, that means we're exceptional.
That's soundbite number two, Wesley Smith, no lack of energy there, answering the question, do humans have a unique responsibility for the environment? That's soundbite number two. Soundbite number three this week comes from the new Tonight Show host, Jimmy Fallon. He had an interview some years back with Terry Gross of Fresh Air and National Public Radio. Here he is answering the question why he doesn't go to church anymore.
I loved the church. I loved the idea of it. I loved the smell of the incense. I love the feeling you get when you left church. I loved like how this priest can make people feel this good. I just thought it was, I loved the whole idea of it. My grandfather was very religious, so I used to go to Mass with him at like 6:45 in the morning, serve Mass. When I was out in L.A. and I was like kind of struggling for a bit, I went to church for a while, but there's a band there now, and you have to hold hands with people through the whole Mass now, and I don't like doing that. You know, I mean, it used to be shaking hands peace was the only time you touched each other. Now I'm lifting people like Simba. I'm holding them. Hanya, hanya. I'm doing too much. I don't want this frisbees being thrown, this beach balls going around, people waving lighters. And I go, this is too much for me. I want the old way. I want to hang out with the nuns. You know, that was my favorite type of Mass, in the grotto. And just like straight up, that just Mass.
All right, that's soundbite number three, Jimmy Fallon, why he doesn't go to church anymore. I want to hear from you with your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. When you email, tweet, or vote at our Facebook fan page, include your city and state. We'd like to know where you're listening and the reason for your vote as well. Get ready to vote, because here comes soundbite number four. It comes from Craig Parton. Here he is responding to a defense of Christianity that Christians often make. They believe in what Christianity teaches because it works for them.
It's poison, because it takes off the issue of whether Christianity is true or not. If it isn't true, I don't care if it works. Lots of stuff works. Stuff that will give you better feelings about yourself and your family and make you guys stay together and be close and lower your blood pressure or make you think that the world's going to work out okay. There's all kinds of philosophies out there. And Christianity primarily, fundamentally, I should say, does not present itself as a more likable position. It presents itself as the realistic position about the nature of man and what God had to do to deal with the fundamental problem of man, that he is self-centered, he is a sinner, and that he cannot in any way save himself and had to have a complete rescue by God himself, which is what Christianity's claim is.
That's Craig Parton, soundbite number four, responding to the Christianity works for me defense. All right, there are your four soundbites. Now, the only thing left to do is hear from you. The only thing left to do is for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We're coming to you live this Friday afternoon, February the 28th. You vote by giving us a call, and if you call, you get to vote first. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. You can also send your vote to us via email. We'll get it in real time. Talk back at issuesetc.org, via Twitter at issuesetc, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week right after this.
Tuesday, Wednesday, hard to tell. Thursday, never looking back. It's Friday, I'm in love.
Oh, morning star, oh, morning star, shine with the bright across.
Listen to the best of the church's music for the Epiphany season at LutheranPublicRadio.org. Sacred music for the Epiphany season, 24/7. LutheranPublicRadio.org.
We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes. Dedicated customer service and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House. Listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House, cph.org.
Listen to what you want, when you want. You're listening to Issues, Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
It's that time. I want your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live on this Friday afternoon, February the 28th. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You can vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us that email right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org. Include your city and state and the reason for your vote, please. Send us a tweet at IssuesETC or go and vote at our Facebook fan page. We have left space there for you to do so. Facebook.com/IssuesETC and your chance to win the LPR bundle package. And I have Issues t-shirt, travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, notepad, and mouse pad. Should it be soundbite number one, Edie Wadsworth, The American Dream versus God's Vocation? Soundbite number two, Wesley Smith, Do Humans Have a Unique Responsibility for the Environment and Why? Soundbite number three, Jimmy Fallon, host of The Tonight Show on Why He Doesn't Go to Church Anymore? Or soundbite number four, Craig Parton responding to the Christianity Works for Me defense? 1-877-623-6943. Up first in Springfield, Illinois is Barbara. Hi, Barbara.
Hi. The soundbite of the week to me should be soundbite one, because it is very much we forget what our vocation is. No matter what we are doing, it can be Christ-centered and serving God.
Barbara, thank you very much. It's a nice summary right there. Thanks for listening in Springfield. Cheryl listens in Indianapolis. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, I am voting for soundbite number four, Craig Parton's. And because in the Bible study this morning, we had Philippians 2, 1 to 11, and we have an extraordinary God in our Lord Jesus Christ who rescues his enemies.
Cheryl, thanks for listening in Indy. Let's see what Scott has to say in Altamont, Illinois. Hi, Scott.
Hi, good afternoon. Craig Parton gets my vote this week, and it might shed some light on the Jimmy Fallon soundbite a bit. Mr. Fallon seems to speak very nostalgically about a Christian practice that worked for him, and eventually circumstances and practices being what they were, it no longer worked for him. And in soundbite number three, I didn't hear Mr. Fallon wrestling with the question of whether Christianity was true. If he had, he might still be going to church, but just elsewhere. That's why the Craig Parton soundbite gets my vote.
Thanks, Scott. Thanks for listening in Illinois. Jeanette in Monticello, Illinois, votes for soundbite number three. Very difficult to pick a number this week. I vote for soundbite number three because this one goes to the issue of what makes us feel good when we go to church. Jimmy said, I like hanging out with the nuns, serve mass, and the priest made me feel good. I did not hear Jimmy say anything about God or Jesus. What makes us feel good going to church, it should be that we have a Savior to give our worship, praise, and confess as the body of Christ. Hear Jesus speak through the Word. that he has spoken by the pastor and then partake of Jesus' own body and blood. The hope in all of that is why we should be full of hope and feel free. Janet, thank you very much for listening there. Carrie listens in Alexandria, Minnesota. The doctrine of vocation is very precious and freeing, as Edie says. It helps us learn to be content in all circumstances the way that God tells us to do through the Apostle Paul. Otherwise, we would want to keep searching for the better thing to do and place to be. Usually, it's our place to be content in our daily, ordinary lives. That is the way God uses us to serve our neighbor in love. Great interview with Edie. I agree. Thanks for listening in Minnesota. Derek listens in Nebraska. He's voted for Craig Parton. Too often, pragmatic arguments replace moral righteousness arguments, and the pragmatic then erode over time. That's true. Amy listens in Russellville, Tennessee, voting for soundbite number one. Edie's words affect me deeply as a Christian who has spent much time considering the nature of a calling. While my grandfather and father were both preachers, I'm a writer. At times, I've questioned the worth of my vocation comparing to others and the godliness of it. Edie's words echo what I've found to be true. God's calling comes to us in many forms, no one more or less valid than the other, and we know it when we hear it. You're so right, Amy. Thanks for listening in Tennessee. David listens in Temple, Texas, voting for soundbite number one. The reason I vote for her is because so many times we people look at ourselves and we compare each other's vocations and always think that the grass is greener on the other side. Americans want to be the next best thing, and that our most humble ways can be just as important as some extravagant, big, life-changing job. The place I came from always pushed you to have a lot of money to make a difference, but that is not true, and we in our vocation can serve God with what we have at the moment. Thanks for listening in Texas. Tim listens in North Dakota, voting for soundbite number three. How is it that he can get this right when so many who should know better don't get it? From the mouth of babes, Karen listens in Riverton, Wyoming, saying, "My vote is for Jimmy Fallon, number three. He may not know it, but he has stated clearly how the progressive church or the contemporary worship really is killing the church. They are no longer allowing people to relax and simply let God serve them." Here's one from Matthew, who's in Niles, Illinois. He says, "A vote for Jimmy Fallon's statement on the opposition to Frisbees in worship, among other worship innovations. He gets airtime because he's a celebrity, but I can name you at least a dozen young people who have fallen away from the church, try to start attending again, and then insist they want things like organ music, investments, and the like. I'm glad Mr. Fallon said it. I hope many faithful Christians will take it to heart, and I hope Mr. Fallon does find his way back to a traditional church." So do we all. Stacy in Windside, Nebraska says, "I've had a hard time deciding between Jimmy Fallon and Wesley Smith. I'm going with Wesley Smith because I have several friends that reduce, reuse, and recycle because Mother Earth is the only planet we have, and we have to take care of her. I was shown early on that these are wonderful concepts, but show a worship of creation rather than the Creator. God in Genesis put man on Earth to farm it and take care of it, so generation upon generation can do the same." One more vote. This one comes from Deborah in California. She says, "I have to vote for Edie Wadsworth. I have a background in evangelical church. Here I was working as a pediatric ICU nurse and serving at one point as a Sunday school teacher in two ministries, and I wondered what I should be doing with my life. Now that my health forced me to leave my nursing job, I have struggled with feelings of not being productive. The idea of vocation is so freeing to me. My life has completely changed, and God has given me new things to do. I want to read that book about children and vocation." The winner this week, according to your votes, of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, soundbite number one, The American Dream versus God's Vocation, from Edie Wadsworth.
We're sinful and greedy and rugged individualist Americans. We are keeping up with the Joneses. We want the next big thing. We want our kids to get the best jobs and go to the best schools. And we have this idea of what it's like to live out the American dream. And maybe that's not God's dream for humanity. And maybe the person who is serving in the humblest of ways is just as fitted for their vocation as the Ivy League surgeon taking out your pancreas. And it's so true that we in our society have placed these levels of vocation where this vocation is really important, but this one doesn't seem so important. And in the scriptural teaching of vocation just levels that, because Christ hides himself in our work, in our humble callings, whether we be, you know, the president of the United States, or whether we're taking out the garbage at a stadium, or whatever it is that he's given us to do. He hides himself there and uses that to serve our neighbor. And I do think it keeps us from becoming too worldly, because we see how he levels things in vocation and how he uses every job in order to provide us and our neighbors with daily bread.
That's the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Thanks for your votes. Edie Wadsworth, The American Dream versus God's Vocation. Amy in Tennessee, if you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, you get the LPR bundle package. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Thanks to everybody who voted for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Folks, we already have people registering for the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference from Canada, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, Georgia, Arizona, Tennessee, Michigan, Iowa, and Illinois. From all over the country, they're coming to hear Craig Parton present on the historical Jesus, Pastor Matt Harrison talking about confessional Lutheranism, Jonathan Fisk making the case for being spiritual and religious, Pastor Will Whedon on Christian hymnody, Chris Rosebrough on how to rightly read so many passages that are often read with you in the center, and Alvin Schmidt on the influence of Christianity at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference. It's June the 13th and 14th. I'm sorry. Find out more. Find the logo for the conference at issuesetc.org. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Classical Christian hymnody is the exact opposite of this frivolity stuff.
Pastor Will Whedon on his presentation at this summer's Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
In hymnody, there is this dialogue, if you will, between the doxa, the praise, the glorification, and the didache, the dogma, the teaching. Classic Christian hymnody in the liturgy does this. It glorifies God by proclaiming what he's done, by teaching what he's done. And holding both of these together. So the liturgy actually provides us hymns that have substance. And if we look at classical Christian hymnody, these are hymns that are just chocked full of meaning.
You can meet and hear Pastor Will Whedon making the case for Christian hymnody June 13th and 14th at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference in Collinsville, Illinois. For more information, just look for the Making the Case logo at our homepage, issuesetc.org.